more of Lake Effect Now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Joy Powers. Contributor Lauren Groh has been through hiking the Appalachian Trail this spring and summer. So far, she and her companions have hit several major milestones, including reaching 400 miles on the journey.
Groh checked in from the trail just recently and reflected on the day-to-day challenges of surviving such a major undertaking.
It's day 42 on the Appalachian Trail. We left Irwin, Tennessee 3 days ago, and our next stop is Hampton. We will hit the 400-mile mark tomorrow if we push it. Today, we climbed to the summit of Rowan Mountain from our picturesque camping spot at Ash Gap and encountered some wild winds on the balds that followed. They were so violent that we had to walk much of them sideways and doubled over just to stay on our feet. At one point, I was hanging onto the branch of a bush for dear life. We cut our hiking day short to get out of the wind and the heavy rain that was on its way. Tonight, we will sleep in a famous, bright red barn that was converted into a shelter for Appalachian Trail hikers. We got to the barn at 1:30 p.m., which ended a very short hiking day for us. Now it's 3:15, and there are at least 25 people here already, spread out across the floor of the barn. We are on the second level, and the draft from below is so bad that sleeping pads levitate when big gusts of wind come through. Risha and I strategically positioned our packs in front of the breezy gaps in between the slats in the old barn's walls. We are hoping to at least stay dry once the rain comes. Earlier, when we approached the barn, I looked to my left and saw a beautiful spread of mountains beyond a grassy meadow dotted with trees. I was amazed. Sometimes the views look the same, but whenever hiking the trail gets monotonous, a new plant emerges, or a bird sings a beautiful song, or we come across a magical waterfall. My perspective is constantly changing. I begin to notice the little buds on the trees and the raindrop-like sounds of tiny crickets hopping in the grass along the trail. I start to appreciate the bees buzzing around my head and the trees creaking in the wind. These moments are wonderful spirit lifters. Though it may seem like we have all the time in the world, we are still working hard. There are many times that it's hard to stop and smell the flowers and see the views. We have to hike a certain amount of miles each day based on how much food we have on our back. Some days are long and hard, and when we make it to camp, it's all we can do just to set up our tent, eat, and go to sleep. Timing has been a big struggle for us. Many days, we are the last out of camp in the morning and the last into camp at night. It's disheartening when we compare our camping and hiking styles to others, so we try not to do it. Instead, we make small goals. Leave camp by 8 a.m., hike half our miles by noon, and get to camp by 6 p.m. If we can meet one or two of these goals in one day, it's a good day. If we can meet all three goals, it's a great day. One thing about being out here is learning to appreciate the little things. Yesterday, I was dragging, so I sprawled out on the grass and took a 15-minute nap in the warm sun. Now, I'm not a napper, but that nap in the sun could easily convert me. I'm thinking back to that warm sun now as I'm shivering in my sleeping bag in the famous Overmountain shelter, only mildly protected from the 50-mile-per-hour winds blowing up the mountain outside. I can't believe how volatile the weather is in the mountains. One day, sweat is pouring down my temples, and the next day, my arms are covered in goosebumps under my rain jacket. It's hard to make long-term plans out here. Little elements of each day are constantly changing, from the weather, to the terrain, to my own energy levels. One day, we can hike 15 miles without blinking an eye, and the next day, we might struggle to make it 10 miles. Hiking the Appalachian Trail has been a lesson in both patience and flexibility. I'm learning to accept the things that don't go as planned and to adjust my mindset as things happen. Although it's a challenge to make it to every single campsite we stop at, I welcome each challenge with open arms. These are the experiences that I hope will build me up and make me stronger. Pushing through the hard stuff makes the beautiful moments so much sweeter. And there are many, many beautiful moments to be thankful for. Well, we're 400 miles down, and I'm looking forward to the next 400 miles and beyond.
Contributor Lauren Groh is joining us from time to time as she thru-hikes the Appalachian Trail from Georgia to Maine this year. You can hear her past dispatches and follow her journey from links at WUWM.com.